Hi everyone, this is Sophia Bond from HealthyEatingBlog.com. Today's podcast is Healthy Eating and Why Is It Important? Our guest is Irina Bond, an advocate for healthy eating who will share her own unique perspective on this important issue with us. Welcome, happy to have you.
Glad to be here, thank you for having me.
Healthy eating is a popular topic nowadays. We are bombarded with information on so many diets and ways and things to eat, and yet there are so many chronic diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, but also cancer and obesity. I am curious, what is healthy eating to you and why is it important?
Well, healthy diet is essential for good health and nutrition. When I think about healthy eating, to me it means, number one, eating fresh foods that are produced maybe locally and are in season, so they're fully ripe. Eating well-balanced diet is very important, which means eating food from a variety of food groups, not just something that contains salt, sugar, or only meat. And also thinking about reducing the amount of salt, sugars, and trans fats that you're eating in your diet. I believe that if you can eat diet like this, it will be you will gain a lot of nutrients in your body to help you maintain your health, feel good, and have energy. As I'm talking about healthy diet and being healthy, I'm thinking what being healthy is. And to me, that is not just being disease-free, but it's also a state of mind, a state where your physical, mental, and also social well-being is balanced.
These are some very good points that seem simple but hard to do. How did you become someone who eats healthy?
Well, for number one, I was raised in a healthy environment. I believe how children grow is very important for their future healthy lifestyle outcome. My family made homemade meals every day, and we rarely ever ate out in a restaurant. Our meals were generally balanced, and then they had very simple ingredients to them. Overall, there was less emphasis on meat and sugar and sauces, and also snacks and sodas were not commercially available, as well as many of the refined snack foods that are available nowadays and cheap for everybody to eat here. So we learned to get nutrients from the primary source. For example, we ate the potatoes, not the chips that are product from a potato. In addition, when we left homes, our schools had freshly cooked meals daily as well. So we were able to maintain that healthy eating outside of the house. Also, to add to this lifestyle, we often raised our own food as much as possible, whether it's chickens or potatoes or tomatoes or peppers. We made an effort. Almost everybody makes an effort to raise those. And physical work and exercise was a big part of daily life.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. Having grown up in another society, what do you think is the main difference between the Bulgarian and the American diet?
Well, things have changed a lot since I last lived in Bulgaria 20 some years ago, but I do see that nowadays the modern Western diet is spreading in Bulgaria. So snacks and fast food and sodas are easily available, and they're advertised as well, so younger people tend to eat more of that. However, the traditional Bulgarian diet is seasonal, locally grown. The bread is freshly baked every day. People consume a lot of yogurt and also cheese. And fruits and vegetables are usually eaten fresh or they're preserved for the winter and eaten in that form. In America, few people, unfortunately, can afford to cook from scratch. And I don't know if it's they can't afford it always or it's just the perception that they think it takes too long to cook at home when it could be a very simple meal. And there's so many machines like crock pots and things that can help with that. Of course, eating fresh vegetables and fruits is more expensive than eating a snack. So that could be, and people don't all grow their own food. And for some people, they just think this is inconvenient and it takes too long. However, the ultimate result is that kids grow up without home meals and they consume early on, as their bodies are developing, they're consuming snacks that are loaded with salt and sugar. They also watch too much TV with that. And on the TV, they see media ads that learn about brands and things they should be eating, usually things that are fast food or snacks. Also, many families eat out here. And even I've noticed in the nicest restaurants, meals generally are large portions and have higher calories from fat, salt, and sugar. And that's something to pay attention to. So overall, I think it's a hard work to start eating healthy when you grow up in this kind of environment and you're bombarded with it daily.
So how does one start eating healthy in America? And what is your advice to anyone who wants to start eating healthy?
I would say it's never too late to start eating healthy. The important thing is to do it and start eating right away, today, healthy as you can do. If you need help, you know, you can seek other healthy people and ask them how they do it. But don't wait for another time. Any small steps, count them towards your progress. You're not going to be immediately healthy eater if you're used to eating snacks and frozen meals, but it's important to start and to start today. I would suggest to cook and eat at home as much as possible, so you know what you're putting in your mouth, and read labels when you're buying things. Also, when you eat variety of foods that you can have, but also eat put less focus on meat, salt, and sugar, and also trans fats, because those are the ones that are most dangerous. Shop fresh foods as much as possible that are not refined and contain a lot of fiber. And by all means, avoid processed foods like chips, sandwich bread, frozen meals, etc. Try to grow something in your garden too and eat it. That might make you wanna keep doing that. And also eat variety, local, seasonal, whenever you can. In addition, we're talking about food, but also drinking a lot of water and staying hydrated is very important. And going outside on the sun and also having a good night's sleep and breathing fresh air, it's all related to how healthy you would be one day. And again, daily exercise, mental and social care for yourself is also very important.
These are all the questions I have for you right now. I want to thank you very much for your time and valuable suggestions. For any of our listeners, please visit my blog on healthy eating at blogger.com to learn more about this story and find out more tips on healthy eating. Goodbye.